Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories.
And we finally worked to prove, hold on, I got a good one. We finally worked to prove that Tyler Perry was not born, but instead was genetically engineered in a lab from the severed foot of Big Mama from Soul Food.
That might be my favorite one you've ever heard.
They put that lab, they put it in some juice, and they let it simmer, and then we got Tyler Perry.
That's a sweet, sweet foot.
Yeah. that foot tastes like marmalade. How is everybody? You guys okay? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for being here. This is so cool. I'm Langston Kerman.
I'm David Bory.
And this is, if you're unfamiliar, some of you feel unsure of what you've walked into. And that's okay. That makes sense. This is a stupid thing that you've participated in.
Yeah, it's dumb.
We host a podcast called My Mama Told Me, where we unpack some of the most stupid and offensive conspiracy theories circulating in the black community.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
That's our shit. Round of applause if you've heard the podcast before. Okay. I love that there's a bunch of people clapping and then there's one dude standing there and he's like, nah.
He's a huge insecure fan.
Well, then you see my booty hole. Loosen up. Loosen up.
Yeah, my mom's seen it now, too.
What'd she think?
She loves the show.
All right. Fair enough. The way this is going to work, we have some phenomenal guests that are going to be joining us on stage.
Very, very good show.
We have some really fun games that we want to play with you, the audience. It's really going to be a real free-for-all of stupid shit. And all we ask of you is that you loosen the fuck up and have fun. Just
get drunk.
Don't be tight, because that we don't need that shit.
Yeah, we're guy in the corner, you know about it.
Come on. We like to point out all our whites as they walk in.
There's one. Get him.
We should we kick it off?
I'm excited about this first one very much.
Yeah, we wanted to kick off with a doozy of a conspiracy theory. One that I personally have covered in the very, very early episodes of the podcast, but I've never gotten to talk to Bori about it. And frankly, I think there's a lot that needs to be said about this conspiracy theory.
I have so many feelings.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll kick it off right away. My mama told me that if you eat spaghetti from a strange woman, she might put a hex on you.
Why are you looking? First of all, I'll eat spaghetti from anyone. Yeah. Don't.
Is that true? You don't give a shit where your spaghetti comes from?
I refuse to eat spaghetti in restaurants is my only thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, I won't eat it at a restaurant. That's home food.
Okay.
You know, it's like, we ate it so much at home, I'm not trying to go out and pay money for
I got
spaghetti.
You. You're not going to pay.
I'm not a fucking idiot.
My mama could make this.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm going to pay for your spaghetti. This costs 88 cents.
Are you? I don't think that's accurate.
For a pack of spaghetti?
I'm not a spaghetti man. I don't know.
I can tell.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be one of those elitist people who doesn't know how much milk costs, but I feel like it's more than 88 cents.
It's like $1.20, man. Spaghetti's the cheapest noodle.
Well, I can't argue
with
that.
Don't be like that. You know that. Don't be like that. It's spaghetti and then ramen. It's so cheap.
You think spaghetti's more less expensive than ramen?
Unless you're eating the blue box Bertolli like some kind of Mr. Monopoly man. Yeah, that's just for the bag.
Wow.
I'm talking about the bag spaghetti. That's cheap as hell.
Damn. Yeah, I don't. I'll be honest, I don't
what
really
do you eat fish.
Yeah, I don't really fuck with my spaghetti in a bag.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. Do not do that to me.
I do like certain containers.
Everybody's eating it in a bag.
I have, sure. But after the point that I stopped having to eat cereal in a bag, I was like, no more bags any food. I'm done with bags.
Well, I guess that's why I'm a man of the people. And you're over here hoity-toity on box spaghetti mountain. I really
rode in on my spaghetti horse I came here.
Might as well have your pinky in the air talking like that. Where is spaghetti in the bag?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I had thought about this until it was introduced as a conspiracy theory, and now it's all I think about when I eat any kind of red sauce based.
Yeah. Because I didn't grow up with. Did you grow up hearing this? First of all,
no, not at all. My father, who's here tonight, he's here, and he's a white man. I told you we call out our whites.
I could tell because he waved with two hands. That's how you know.
But that's not a common conspiracy theory, I think, that circulates. Is it for our whites? Is that a thing that you all had heard? Not to eat? No, that's not a thing that you. I think it's a very specific.
It's a
black
thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because I will also say, and this is going to sound kind of bad, I don't believe in white women knowing magic. Does that, right? Like if a white lady's like, I'm a witch, you're like, okay, whatever, bitch.
Wow.
But I am more apt to believe it from a black woman.
That's fair.
Right.
Yeah, I
don't think this, and it's not a bad thing, it's just how I feel. Like, because nobody believes in white witches.
Right. It's no, like, that's, yeah, they're, that's somewhat fair. Yeah, like Regina Spektor, no.
No. But Erykah Badu.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that bitch is a witch.
For sure. Are you kidding me?
That's
you don't dress like
I've
that if you don't
one.
Have magic in your life.
Yeah. You have nothing but turbans? Yeah, you're a witch.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, okay, so for those that are unfamiliar with this conspiracy theory, part of what the conspiracy is that by receiving spaghetti from a woman who you do not know, she may put her menstrual blood inside of the dish. She
That's
may
why
mix,
it's got to be spaghetti.
Yeah.
So and that not it, fettuccine.
I guess. Yeah, you're going to notice.
Yeah.
Like, why is this fettuccine this color? Did you make this with vodka sauce? I don't understand. But yeah, so in theory, she is putting her menstrual blood into the spaghetti. And the hex, the supposed hex, is one that has the potential to make you fall in love with her. That you will somehow magically fall in love with this person from her pussy spaghetti.
I don't like you saying it like that.
I'm just trying to be technical here, dog.
I feel, the first thing I feel about this is, if you're going to the lengths to cook for me and put menstrual blood in it,
yeah,
maybe I should fall in love with you. Like, you're very caring.
Honestly, the menstrual blood would make it taste good.
Yeah.
That's one of those 11 herbs and spices Popeyes is always bragging about.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're calling upon you because we have new merch. We have very exciting merch that we are now selling. And it's fucking great. We love it so much.
It's sleek. It's sexy.
Come on. You want to tell them what we have?
Yeah, we have three different types of hats, which is really fun. We have a two-tone hat, an alien dad hat, the traditional logo in black and khaki. Then we have the enamel pin with the alien who has a koofy on it. It says, "My mama told me." And then we have t-shirts that say, "Proud little mama," which is who you are.
Yeah. You can buy the merch now. Go to mymamatoldme.merchtable.com. It's a brand new name, but it's the same old merch. And we would love for you to get some if you haven't got it already. And we want you to have all the sweet stuff. So get it.
You know what the craziest thing to me about this conspiracy theory is, like, when did black people start making spaghetti? Right? Like,
Well, there is, and I think this is fair to say, there is a massive difference between black people's spaghetti 100%. And white people's spaghetti.
That's true.
White I think we can all agree on that.
And you buy it at restaurants for some reason.
And for those that are unfamiliar, if you're not sure what the difference is, it's truly a difference in number of pots. I think that's the core difference, is black people absolutely refuse to use more than one pot when they make spaghetti, and white people are like, 8 pots. Spaghetti can't be made without
all those pots and no seasoning. But yeah, so that's my first question is like, it makes me feel like then this has to be like a fairly recent conspiracy, right?
Well, actually, I remember doing a little bit of research on this, and it's not as recent as you would think. I think that there is a pretty vast history of menstrual blood and or like parts of our bodies being used for hexes,
for love potions,
for magic, love potions, whatever it may be. And so be it hair, be it menstrual blood, be it I think toenails and fingernails were a part of the possible options. But all of
I would not
things,
fall in love with that. That seems less.
Just a little foot crunch.
It doesn't seem like it comes from the same place.
Yeah. Well, that is the other part of it, is that not all of it is intended for a love potion. Some of it is like hate potions and like curses and shit.
I mean, I wouldn't eat food from somebody I hate.
Yeah. But maybe they hate you and you don't know it.
My biggest fear.
By round of applause, who here believes in this conspiracy? Who actively refuses to
eat? There we go.
you absolutely refuse to eat the spaghetti of a stranger. Fuck yeah. And has it always been this way? Who gave you that line of thinking? Your grandma told you that. And you were like, you're right, grandma.
That's literally the premise of this podcast. You can't shame him for that. Well,
keep in mind, the premise is loose and it's stupid. So yes, I can.
Touche.
Yeah. So your grandma tells you this, you're like, absolutely, and you've never questioned it since. And have you fallen in love ever? Okay.
But he chose it.
And yeah, I chose that. But maybe you didn't and you don't know. Maybe there was a...
That's fucked up. Don't do that.
Okay. You're right. You're right. Fair enough. I'm putting the pressure in your head that you don't need there. You're like, bitch, did you curse me? What's in this chili?
Here's my real question about it. Have you ever turned down spaghetti for that reason? Like, been at somebody's house, and they're like, oh, do you want some spaghetti? And you're like, no way, bitch. Try to trap me.
Whoa.
You thought that they were trying to hex all you and all your high school friends.
Damn.
The whole basketball team.
I love that this is coming from a nigga dressed like Erykah Badu. He got a shark tooth on his neck. Of course he ain't eating nobody else's spaghetti. If ever there was somebody in here who was like, it was going to be him.
Yeah, that is true.
Damn. So no spaghetti ever from a stranger. And this is, I guess, the biggest question. When you do fall in love, when you've made your chosen partnership, are you then willing to take...
Feels like you're putting a lot of pressure on whoever he's sitting
with. Is this your person? Is this your partner? Fuck yeah. Okay, do you eat? And I don't mean to point you out, but are you now eating spaghetti that she makes? Or are you still like, we ain't here yet. We gotta... Let's keep getting to know each other before spaghetti becomes...
No spaghetti for the first 6 months.
I'll fuck you, but I ain't gonna eat your spaghetti. I'll eat your butt, but not your spaghetti. You being crazy.
If we're talking about this, ultimately, I fall under the cat. I love this. I think this is a great conspiracy. And once again, I don't know, man. Weirder shit has happened than someone casting a spell.
Right. So if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that despite the possible risk, you're still down to clown on some spaghetti.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that I believe that this could be a possibility.
Yeah.
I still don't eat spaghetti outside of the home, so it'd be you're gonna have to come to my house and make spaghetti.
I got you.
If I'm gonna get caught,
it is worth noting that David is currently on a tour called "Bring David a Plate."
That's true.
Where he is literally asking audience members to show up with a plate that they've made at home.
It sounds so disrespectful when you say it. Like, it's a cool idea. It's
a great idea. The other day.
And you ate it. Yeah, you ate the food.
It's fair.
And now we're in love with that man from Houston.
The other day, a very nice man in Houston gave us a pound cake that and we both ate ours privately at midnight, and then texted each other, like, bro, yeah. I feel different.
The first text I got from Lexington, like, just as I had finished, it was like 12:04, it's just all caps, that cake!
It changed me.
It was amazing. It was, but he could have got us.
Yeah.
And now I'm not going to eat any spaghetti on this tour.
You're not going to eat any spaghetti.
I'm not going to eat any spaghetti if people bring it to me.
But you do at least appreciate that this is a real thing that could happen.
Yeah, I like this one. I like this one a lot. How do you feel about it?
I think I'll eat whatever, man.
Really?
I think at this point, let life happen. I don't know.
I like that because that's what I'm saying about this whole thing is like, is there worse things? If it works, it works.
Listen, if spaghetti's what tears my marriage apart, so be it.
That's what you say. That's how I lost my first wife.
No, I do. I think I feel similar to you. I like that this exists, even if I don't understand the realities, right?
Like, because it's like, who... If it's not spaghetti, you eat a lot of things and you fall in love with people. You know what I mean? Yeah. If it wasn't spaghetti, it was her macaroni and cheese that did it. Like, there's many things that could do that.
Fuck yeah.
I don't think the menstrual blood part is that great, but...
No, it's pretty icky, but it sounds like that there's a lot of bodily fluids and substances that could have an effect on you. So, like... You can't spend
who you telling, man?
You can't spend your life in fear. So go ahead, eat that spaghetti.
Eat that spaghetti.
Free yourself, Mr. Badu. Free yourself. Did we do it?
I think we did it. I think that was a pretty good opener. Yeah.
We like to just kick it off with a little sampler so that everybody feels nice and comfy. I think you get the premise of what this bullshit is.
Yeah, you know how far we're going to go.
Yeah, well... You don't, but you think you do, and that's nice.
That's true. It's going to get bad.
Yeah.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.